This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة عن الفلاح حي عن الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Indeed, all praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is his final messenger. The people of Jannah, the people of paradise, when they are entered into a place where they will have anything that they wish, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time will have removed from them any responsibility in terms of a taklif, that they will not be commanded like they were commanded in this worldly life. At certain times you are commanded to make salah, at certain times of the year to fast and to give zakah. In Jannah you will not have that. But in the paradise what you will be, you will be required to make the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And imagine that the people of Jannah, the one thing that they will remind themselves of in this worldly life, if you like, some form of, if you want to call it, regret or something to think over, is the amount of times that they did not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if only we could have remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more frequently. But that time has not come yet for us. We are, of course, now living our lives, a specific ajal, which is being decreed to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as a reminder, the importance of reminding ourselves about what it is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how great it is to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi dhikri Allah tatma'innu al-qulub. That only through and by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will our hearts find any tranquility. If you try to find that tranquility somewhere else, you will be looking for a lifetime and more. But it is only through the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when I say the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is not just something that your tongue is just moving and that there is no attention paid to what you are saying. But rather, when you say and mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently, that it keeps you in line. And it brings about happiness, a tama'nina, a tranquility, and a sakina within your life. In the sound hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Inna lillahi malaika," that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has angels. And that these angels, what are they commanded to do? يُطُوفُونَ فِي الطُّرَقِ. They're commanded to go out in caravans, in groups, out into the roads and streets, يَلْتَمِسُونَ أَهْلِ ذِكْرِ, looking for the people of remembrance. So some angels, they are muwakkil, they are given the responsibility to bring the rain. The malaika of the jibal, the angel of death, these angels, يَلْتَمِسُونَ أَهْلِ ذِكْرِ, they're looking for the people of remembrance. So as you leave this masjid today, and that you may be in the continued remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you are mentioned in this hadith. You are mentioned in this hadith by description. Not by name, but by description. For إِذَا وَجَدُوا قَوْمًا, if these malaika, they find a people, يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ, they find a people who are remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تَنَادَوْ هَلُمُّ إِلَىٰ حَاجَتِكُمْ, come to that what you are asking for. And then these angels, they place their wings upon these people of dhikr. And that they raise their wings up until إِلَىٰ السَّمَاءِ الدُّنْيَا. فَيَسْأَلَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ وَهُوَ أَعَلَمُ بِهِمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their Lord, asks them, مَا يَقُولُ عِبَادِي, what are my servants, what are they saying? And Allah Azza wa Jal, He already knows. And they respond to the malaika, يُسَبِّحُونَكَ, they glorify you. وَيُكَبِّرُونَكَ وَيَحْمَدُونَكَ وَيُمَجِّدُونَكَ, they praise you, they glorify you. Have they ever seen me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَلْ رَأَوْنِي, the malaika, they reply, لا والله ما رأوك, they have never seen you, O my Lord. وكيف لو رأوني, and how would it be, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, how would it be if they ever saw me? And then the malaika, they reply, كانوا أشد لك عبادة, they would be more intense in their worship. وأشد لك تمجيدا وتحميدا وأكثر لك تسبيحا, that they would increase their praise and glorifying of you, O Lord. And what are they asking for? These dhikr, these people of dhikr, what are they asking for? Allah Jalla wa Ala asks the angels, and He already knows, Subhana. And the malaika, they say, يَسْأَلُونَكَ الْجَنَّةِ, they are asking for the paradise. وَهَلْ رَأَوْهَا, Allah Jalla wa Ala says, have they seen it? لَا وَاللَّهِ يَا رَبِّي مَا رَأَوْهَا, they have never seen this paradise. وَكَيْفَ لَوْ رَأَوْهَا, and how would it be if these people of dhikr, these people of remembrance, had ever seen the paradise? The malaika, they reply, that they would be more intense in their request, أَشَدُّ لَكَ طَلَبًا, in their request of asking for the paradise. Their desire of the paradise would be even more. بِمَا يَتَعَوَّذُونَ, and what do they seek refuge from? Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says. And then the malaika, they say, min an-nar, they seek refuge and protection from the hellfire. And have they ever seen this? Allah Jalla wa'ala says, La wallahi ya Rabbi ma ra'awha. They have never seen the hellfire. فَكَيْفَ لَوْ رَأَوْهَا. And how would it be if they had ever seen the hellfire? كَانُوا أَشَدَّ مِنْهَا فِرَارًا. That they would be even more intense in their fleeing from the hellfire. وَأَشَدَّ لَهَا مَخَافًا. And that their fear would be even more. فَيَقُولُ رَبُّ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى فَأُشْهِدُكُمْ أَنِّي قَدْ غَفَرْتُ لَهُمْ. I testify, Allah Jalla wa'ala says, that I have forgiven these people. These people, we have never seen Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. This is for the people of Jannah. We have never seen the hellfire. We have never seen the paradise, but we ask for it. We seek protection from the hellfire, and we have never seen it. And how would it be in each situation if we had, subhanAllah? We have never seen An-Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but we give everything to be like him. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us that these people who ask for these, that they are forgiven. And then the malaika, with an inquisitive question, they say, Ya Rabbi, inna fulana, there's an individual, fihim fulan, laysa minhum. There's a person with them who wasn't actually from the people of dhikr, but he happens to be with them. So what's his situation? It's a good question. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُمُ الْجُلَسَاءُ لَا يَشْغَى بِهِمْ جَلِيسَهُمْ. That I will also grant, in the meaning, I will also grant pardon to that person who happens to be with the people of dhikr. That whoever sits and is in the company of these people of dhikr, they will never suffer misery. So a person who is in the constant remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never suffer a misery. Now dhikr is of course many types. So many types of dhikr, praising and glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us those who frequently remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Even when Allah tabarak wa ta'ala commanded An-Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, فَعَلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and know that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, وَاسْتَغْفِرْ لِذَنْبِكْ, and seek forgiveness of your sins. We take great benefit that from the greatest of dhikr, from the greatest of remembrance, is to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Al-istighfar. And what does it mean to say, Astaghfirullah? How heavy that word, how heavy it is in the heart of the true believer. That Allah Jalla wa'ala grants an abd sincerely to say, Astaghfiruka ya Rabbi, Astaghfirullah. Oh Allah, I seek your forgiveness. An acceptance of your weakness, of your shortcomings, of your need of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. No arrogance, full humbleness, only to ask Allah Jalla wa Ala alone to forgive you of your sins. You may have noticed and continue to notice that if you've ever performed Hajj or seen people making Hajj, how many older people, we say this with respect, older people in age make the Hajj. And of course the encouragement is that if you are young, you have the strength, don't delay your Hajj. But nonetheless, people, for whatever reason, at times have to save their money, have to save a lifetime's worth of savings to, before they die, to go and perform Hajj. And then in their mind, that a person who performs Hajj doesn't get involved in an arguing and swearing and cursing, abstains from his relationship with his spouse, if that's applicable, raja'a kayawma waladathu ummu, that he or she will return like the day that they were born from their own mothers, even though that they had years of sins, the sins that you and I, we repeat time after time after time. The same sin. You keep committing it. What is delaying your salah, or delaying your zakah, or bad language, or a particular habit that you have. You keep doing it. But yet, subhanAllah, if a person turns back to Allah Jalla wa Ala sincerely, لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابَ الرَّحِيمَ, that they will find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the off receiving of one's repentance, the most merciful. How great Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that every night, في آخر ثلث الليل, in the last third of the night, the one that you are transgressing against, the one that you are or have shortcomings against, يناديك, that he is calling you, he is calling I. هَلْ مِن مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرَ لَهُ, is there anyone seeking my forgiveness that I can forgive him, forgive her every single night? But yet sleep past Fajr. What excuses do we have? And this may go on for years. The person being neglectful of their prayers, for example. But yet, when the time comes, when the crunch comes, when they know that they need to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have no other choice, but they turn back in humility, lowering their heads sincerely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma ghfirli, oh Allah, forgive me. Ana muqassir, I am one who has many shortcomings. Even after all of that transgression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still forgives them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will still forgive you if you turn back to Him in repentance sincerely. We ask Allah تبارك وتعالى to make us من المستغفرين. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The topic of الاستغفار, of course, that special type of remembrance, is and will never be sufficient for us to talk in just a few minutes on this minbar. But if it serves as a reminder for all of us to engage in al-istighfar, just as our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he taught us to do. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhumah, in a sitting, in one sitting throughout the day, would see the Prophet alayhi sallam engaging istighfar 70 marrah, 100 marrah, 70 times, 100 times, that they would go away, and they would come back and they would see him. They would go away and they would come back and see him. They would go away in their business. Each time that they would see him between the salah, at the time of salah, they would find him, alayhi salatu wasalam, kana yastaghfirullah, seeking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's forgiveness. And when Aisha radiallahu anha saw the Prophet standing in prayer, swollen feet, should not the beast, alayhi salam, he said, should I not be a thankful servant? Educating us to be grateful, to be humble, to be sincere to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It's very easy for us to be busy with our lives in this dunya. I can assure you, not because it's me, anyone can assure you, your time here in this dunya is very short. You have an ajal, you have a time. It will not be delayed. It will not be brought forward. It is a particular time. Malik al-Maut will come to us, take our souls, and we will have to face Allah tabarak wa ta'ala what we've done in this dunya. Don't waste your time in this dunya with things which will take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the best things which can bring you close to Allah jalla wa ala is seeking Allah tabarak wa ta'ala's forgiveness. After your salah, during your salah, between salah, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. And if I refer you, we don't have time to mention it, to the qissa, or when Al-Hasan Al-Basri rahimahullah was asked about things that people were missing in their lives, he mentioned the ayat from Surah Nuh, when Nuh alayhi salam told his people simply to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Allah jalla wa ala would grant you the bounties that they were looking for. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect you from punishment as long as you are seeking forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That whoever adheres to istighfar, جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُ مِنْ كُلِّ هَمٍّ فَرَجًا, that Allah will open a way for you. وَمِنْ كُلِّ ضِيقٍ مَخْرَجًا, any stress and anxiety you have, there'll be a way out for that. ورزقه من حيث لا يحتسب. That Allah Jalla wa'ala will provide from you from where you never thought, just because of your istighfar. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا من المستغفرين. اللهم اجعلنا من المستغفرين يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا استقيموا تراصوا سد الخلل. Straighten the lines for the guests. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم
ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله I believe there's a janazah, so if you could remain behind to pray the funeral prayer. جزاكم الله خيرا. Janazah prayer. There's a funeral prayer, janazah, for our sister. Please be sincere in your dua for her. Allahu Akbar. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless the deceased and to send his peace and blessings upon them and pour patience and perseverance upon the family. Just a quick announcement from the masjid that tomorrow after Maghrib, Sheikh Karim Abu Zaid will be continuing the new series on timeless stories. This lecture will be covering the story of three men and an angel, which we invite all of you to attend. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.